HarperCollins presents These Infinite Threads by Tahereh Mafi, read by Kate Redding. Why did fate indulge the prince in luxury and ease, only to abandon him at the hands of his cruel slayers? The wise know there is no justice in this valley of tears. Abul Ghassem Ferdowsi, Shahnameh. Tell me about my end. When is it written for me to leave this world? Who will inherit my throne? Abul Ghassem Ferdowsi, Shahnameh. 1. Don't! Kamran shouted. The fire! The words died in his throat. He watched Aliza charge toward the thigh-high blaze with an astonishment so complete he sank to the ground, the cold of the stone floor seeping through the tattered silk of his trousers. Kamran had the benefit of heavy layers and jewel harnesses at least. The fire had been unable to devour him with any speed. But Aliza wore little more than a whisper, so fine was the fabric of her gown. The fire will melt the flesh from her bones. He thought it even as she crossed the blaze without care, her gossamer dress inhaled in an instant by the fiery ring, an abomination magic to life by the young Tulanian king. Cyrus, the monarch in question, stood just opposite Kamran, sword still held aloft in anticipation of a fatal blow. His hand stayed only by the sight of Aliza, who headed toward him now. As if from outside himself, Kamran watched as she batted away flames from her dress with bare hands, snuffing the fire as one might a light. He stared down at the remains of his own disintegrated garments, then at the blood dripping between his knuckles. Slowly he looked back up at Aliza, possessing clarity of mind enough to register that she'd emerged from the inferno unscathed, even as her gown suffered. He blinked at the impossibility of it. He was either dreaming or deluded. He could not make sense of her. No, he could not make sense of anything. Aliza, who'd nearly tripped over the king's fallen crown in her haste, had sent the weighty heirloom spinning toward Kamran as she ran. He stared at that crown now, stared at it as a sudden tremor seized him, shock and cold combining, reminding him his grandfather was dead. King Zal was supine before the world, blood pooling beneath his lifeless body in the imperfect oval of an open-mouthed scream. His grandfather had bargained with the devil to extend his life, and in the end, death had devoured the king swiftly and without dignity, the sovereign and his sins withering in unison. The limp, corded muscle of twin white snakes, still soldered to the pale shoulders of a beloved king, painted a scene so grotesque it inspired in Kamran a sudden impulse to heave. He braced his unsteady hands on the icy floor and wondered, with increasing horror, how many street children had been sacrificed for his grandfather's serpents. It was an imagining too monstrous. Kamran was ill with disillusion, with denial. He willed himself to remain calm, to marshal his thoughts. But an unidentified agony clawed at his consciousness, the pain seeming to emanate from his left arm. He wished to be someone else. He wished to turn back time. Above all, he wished, without a mote of hyperbole, that Cyrus had been allowed to kill him. The whispers of their heretofore silent audience had been growing steadily in the interlude, and now built to an alarming crescendo, the din awaking in Kamran years of training and awareness. His mind sharpened against the gossip,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?